AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump is describing his meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping as a success, saying he would cut tariffs on China from 57 to 47%. Meanwhile, China has agreed to allow the export of rare earth elements and to start buying American soybeans. On social media, Trump wrote that the Pentagon will start testing nuclear weapons, saying it would be on an equal basis with Russia and China. The Kremlin pointed out that a global nuclear test ban is still in place, but warned that Russia would resume testing if any other country does. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports on the destruction caused in Hurricane Melissa's wake.
People across the Northern Caribbean are digging out from the destruction caused by Hurricane Melissa as deaths from the storm have climbed. Emergency relief flights began landing at Jamaica's main international airport as crews worked to reach communities still isolated after they were directly hit by the Category 5 storm. Dennis Zulu, the UN resident coordinator in Jamaica, said,
"What we are seeing in preliminary assessments is a country that's been devastated to levels never seen before."
Catastrophic flooding occurred in Haiti, where dozens were dead or missing. Eastern Cuba had blown off roofs, downed power lines and crop damage. Hurricane conditions were forecast to continue in the Bahamas into the morning and were expected to affect Bermuda later on Thursday as the storm passes. I'm Karen Shamas.
In France, five more people were arrested overnight in the Louvre crown jewels heist, including a man identified by DNA as one of the suspected robbers. And in the Netherlands, the far-right Party for Freedom, led by anti-Islam lawmaker Geert Wilders and the centrist D66, were tied with nearly all votes counted in the Dutch general election. This is AP News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on what to expect in New York City on Election Day next Tuesday.
The nation's biggest city will pick its next mayor. Democratic Socialist Zoran Mamdani, a state assembly member, is up against Democratic former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who is running as an independent. He has the support of the city's Democratic mayor, Eric Adams, who dropped out of the race. Trailing behind in the heavily blue city within the blue state is Republican Curtis Sliwa. The 34-year-old Mamdani won the Democratic primary. He's come to symbolize the more youthful, progressive wing of the party. Trump delights in linking him and his far-left policies to communism, threatening to pull federal funding from the city if he wins. Cuomo, at 67, is seen by many as the traditional political establishment. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.